From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come to you once again with another edition of the Living Truth Radio Broadcast coming from the studios of the Way of Truth Ministries here in Altoona, Pennsylvania. And I want to thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company. This week, I want us to focus on the topic, Loving Christ's Appearing. The question that I have for you today is simply this. Do you look forward to the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you? You know, I can recall when I was a child growing up back in western Pennsylvania that in about 1964, I believe it was, there was an evangelist who came to our church who said that the Lord Jesus Christ was going to return in 1967. Now, certainly, I want to say here right off that if you hear somebody giving the date of the return of Christ, well, you know, just to discount what they're saying, because the Word of God teaches us that nobody does know the date, the time of the return of our Lord Jesus. We believe that it could be any time, but we are not to be setting times because only the Father in heaven knows that. But I can recall this particular evangelist making that statement that in 1967, the Lord was going to return. Well, in 1964, I was 12 years of age. And of course, it was that same year that I came to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. I trusted Christ as my personal Savior on July the 17th, 1964. But I can remember that from the time that that evangelist made that statement until 1967, I kept thinking, well, we've got 3 years left before the return of Christ, and then we've got 2 years left before the return of Christ, and then we have 1 year left before the return of Christ, and now this is 1967. It's the day that, or the year that the Lord Jesus is going to return. And I can actually remember as a teenage child having some sort of fear, not knowing what to anticipate. And yet, you know, as believers, we ought to be looking forward to the return of Christ. Now, keep in mind, we do not know when it will happen. Always remember that. When somebody comes to you and sets a date, you just remind them that only the Father in heaven knows, and he's not going to share that with anybody, not even the best preacher or a best evangelist or best missionary on the face of the earth. But the fact of the matter is, as born-again believers, we should be looking forward to the second coming of Christ, and we should be loving Christ's appearance. Turn with me, if you would please, to 2 Timothy chapter 4. Because when we go to 2 Timothy chapter 4, we find that the Apostle Paul was giving what I believe to be a final challenge to Timothy. And we can see that that challenge to Timothy was that Paul wanted Timothy to make certain that he continues to preach the Word of God. But notice then in verses 6 through 8 of 2 Timothy chapter 4, where the Apostle Paul is giving his own personal testimony. And he says this, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand." Here we see what the Apostle Paul was saying to Timothy is, I'm ready to be offered for the Lord. He realized that he was going to be giving his life for the cause of Christ, and he did. And really, when Paul said here, "For I am now ready to be offered," he was basically saying to Timothy, I'm now ready to be sacrificed for the cause of Jesus Christ, and I know that my departure is at hand. And certainly, very soon after this particular passage of Scripture was written, Paul's life was taken simply because of the fact that he was a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But then Paul goes on in verse 7, and he says, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I've kept my faith. Now, what is that saying? It is saying that Paul was being faithful to God every day of his life and anticipated that he would remain faithful unto the Lord until he saw the Lord Jesus face to face. Let me ask you a question today, beloved, and that is this. Can you give that same testimony right now? Right now, this very moment, as a Christian, can you say, as did the Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 7, I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith? Can you say that without a doubt? In other words, what Paul was saying in that verse of Scripture is this. He was saying, up until this period of time, I have been and I have done everything that the Lord wanted me to be and to do. Can you say that right now, beloved? That since you trusted Christ, since you have been born again, can you say without a doubt that up until this point in time, you have been and you have done everything that Christ would have you to be and to do? Now, that is a direct question, but it's a good question for each and every one of us to ask as Christians, because it's important that as Christians, we be what the Lord wants us to be, and we are doing what the Lord wants us to do. So I would encourage you to contemplate that particular question for a few moments, and maybe for a few days. And I would encourage you that as you contemplate that question, that you will do what you can by the grace of God to be everything God wants you to be, and then to do everything God wants you to do. And so we see here in verse 6, Paul was saying, I am ready to die. I'm ready to be offered. In verse 7, he was saying, I've been faithful to God in doing all that God wants me to do. And then in verse 8 of 2 Timothy 4, we see that Paul was actually anticipating Christ's return. He says, in light of the fact that I'm ready to die, in light of the fact that I have been doing and being all that God wants me to be, he says, henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Yes, indeed, the Apostle Paul was anticipating the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was anticipating it simply because of the fact that, number one, he knew that he would go to be with the Lord. But secondly, he was anticipating it simply because of the fact that he knew that he had been faithful to God in his life since the point of his salvation. And he was responding to that, as it were, by saying, henceforth. In other words, because I've been faithful to the Lord, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. A crown of righteousness. That's a very interesting reward. It's one of the five rewards, as it were, that the Lord is going to give us after the rapture, when we stand before him at what the Word of God calls the judgment seat of the Lord Jesus Christ. But what is the crown of righteousness? Well, the crown of righteousness is that which is given to those who love Christ's appearing. They love Christ. They've been serving Christ. Consequently, they've been living a righteous life in serving Christ. And so a special reward is going to be given to them at the judgment seat of Christ. The question that I have for you today, and believe you me, I'm asking myself, is this. Are we so ready for the return of Christ, knowing that we've been and have been doing all that God wants us to be and do up to this very point, to the point that when the Lord Jesus Christ comes, we will receive that crown of righteousness? You know, that is something I think that we should examine ourselves with on a day-by-day basis. Christ could return at any moment. Now, here's the point. If we have not been fighting the good fight, if we've not been finishing or completing the course, if we have not been keeping the faith, then we certainly don't love Christ's appearing. You know, I know that there are many unsaved people who are not looking forward to the return of Christ because they don't want to stand before his judgment. And by the way, if that is your case, if you don't know Christ, and when the thought of the second coming of Jesus Christ concerns you, I would encourage you right now, right there by the radio, simply to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus and ask him to save you. But you see, there are some Christians who don't want the Lord to return as well, simply because of the fact that they know they've not been fighting the good fight, they've not been finishing the course, they've not been keeping the faith. And if that's you, I would encourage you, dear Christian, to repent of the fact that you've not been and you've not been doing all that the Lord Jesus Christ wants you to be and to do. Loving the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ will certainly bring the crown of righteousness when we stand before the Lord. But what does it mean to love Christ's appearing? How can we love Christ's appearing? How should we anticipate the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ? Well, that's what I want us to study the next couple of days on the broadcast. And I've got 6 points that I want to share with you as it relates to loving Christ's appearing. I think this will be a very practical study this week, and I would encourage you to be there by the radio every day this week at this same time on this same station as we study loving Christ's appearing. Now, I truly want to thank you for being there by the radio today. And until I greet you tomorrow, once again by way of radio, I say keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.